Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Joshua chapter 5, verses 9 through 12, the Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, This day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal, and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow, after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year." The Hebrews have been in the wilderness now for 40 years. Probably two-thirds of them have grown up in the wilderness. If you remember, everybody from the age of 20 and older died in the wilderness. Only those who were young people were now the adults and their children and grandchildren. 40 years, every day, they have picked manna from the ground. Every bite of food for the last 40 years, as far as bread goes, God provided. The water that they drank came from the rock that Moses had struck. And by the way, in John chapter 3, we find out that that rock was Jesus. And that rock followed them for 40 years. 6 mornings a week, they would go and gather manna, and double on the 6th day. And this is all they knew. And God has provided them provisions daily. They're about to enter into the promised land. They're about to go into the land that flows with milk and honey. And they have crossed Jordan, and God held back the water as he did at the Red Sea for them to cross over. God was reminding them who it was that was in control, and he was going before them. They sit just a couple miles northeast of Jericho. This will be the first city to fall. It'll be their tithe city. They're going to conquer. They have 7 days to wait on this great victory, and God will destroy Jericho. God tells Joshua something, to me, very strange. God tells the people to eat of the food of the land around them, and that by tomorrow, all of the manna will be gone. They're to take the corn that is left in the granaries and in the storage bins from around them. And they're to eat from the fruit of the land because God is not going to provide manna any longer. Can you imagine? No shopping mall, no grocery store, no Walmart, no Aldi's, no Food Lion, none of those. A 40-year habit of daily gathering food, God is going to put to an end. Can you imagine how insecure these people might be? Most of these people hadn't ever eaten anything but manna for bread. I can imagine they were scrambling for mama or grandma's cookbooks, the recipe books. They were going to have to learn how to cook all over again. They didn't have weeks or months to prepare. They had 24 hours. And God pretty much said, "I've spoon-fed you long enough. It's time for you to grow up and be adults. Here you go." Now, God was going to still provide for them, but they were going to have to do more of the work. Let me give you just a few thoughts today. Number one, most had to step up for things that had always been done for them. You know, one day I came back from Bible college to my home, and I was contemplating dating a little bit. It was a little bit later in my college career. And I asked my dad, I said, "Dad, how do you know when you've reached a time where it's time to get married?" My dad said, "Son, it's very simple. When you can give to someone else what's been given to you your whole life, you're ready." A college-age young person leaves to go to college, and I think it's good for them to go to Bible college. They have to step up. There's no more mama. There's no more manna. They have to start doing things. You see, the Hebrews had to go out and get their own corn and grind their own meal and do their own things, and it's good for that. You know, Christians need to serve, not because the preacher needs them to do the work, but they need to do the work to grow. Get involved in the music ministry. Get involved in Sunday school or working in the nursery. Get involved at greeting at the door or helping in the parking lot. Get involved at the nursing home or get involved with the bus ministry or van ministry. Get involved with making visits. Get involved doing something for God, and that will cause you to grow. Too many Christians aren't willing to step up. They complain about the work instead of realizing it's helping them to grow. Number two, you have to claim the promised land, even though you'll have friends that won't go with you. Oh, two of the 12 tribes didn't cross over Jordan, didn't stay over. You'll not have everybody with you when you cross over into the promised land. God did not command us to do it if our friends go. He commanded us to do it. You know, I don't make decisions based on my friends. I don't make decisions based on the people I love. I make decisions based off the Word of God. My friends may come, my friends may not come, but I'm going to be the one that faces God for crossing over and doing it in the promised land. You see, the end goal is me being close to God. And lastly, maybe the most important thing, the workload will increase, but it also allows you to reap more. You know, it's an amazing thing. The harder you work, the more successful you become. They weren't going to have quick results. You know, a farmer doesn't plant a field today and reap tomorrow. He doesn't have cows that are pregnant today, have their calves tomorrow. Farming takes a long time. It's interesting. God says that the land of Canaan was a land that was that flowed with milk and honey. Well, for those of you that don't know much about farming, milk doesn't come out of a cow like a faucet. You have to milk the cow. There's work involved, and you have to milk them twice a day. And that means somebody had to milk the cows. To get honey, you had to tend to the bees. And we have to stay at it. We have to stay busy. Hey, the land of promise was a land of work. And God said, on the morrow, the manna is going to cease. You're going to have to step up. You're going to have to do more. Don't complain about it. Just realize the more you do, the land of promise was a land of plenty. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.